As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
In on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store. Lum seems to be going someplace. Listen.
Well, Lum, I wish you'd just give me one chance to tell you how terrible sorry I feel about this.
Mr. Peabody, will you please step out of my way? Can't you see I'm trying to get out of the store?
Where are you going?
I don't know that that's any of your business.
Well, Lum, now, please listen to me, dear.
What do you want to do? Tell me about some more funny jokes you and Grandpappy's been playing on somebody?
No, Lum.
Well, you ought to stick to that line of work, Abner. You're good at it. You've got natural talents.
Lum, now, listen.
Best I've ever saw. Ain't nobody can outcap you when it comes to studying up them hilarious practical jokes.
Well, thank you, Lum, but
and the greatest part of it is you don't waste your time studying up no little old two-bit jokes. No, you don't stop at that. You like to study up them kind that'll cheat a feller out of $500.
Well, now, Lum, we never aimed on cheating you out of nothing.
I'll tell you, it takes a genius to do a thing like that. And when you do it to your best friend, that makes it even funnier.
Lum, will you please let me...
Yeah, I've got to hand it to you, Abner. You sure got a sense of humor. You and that feller walking down the road out there. That brilliant feller is Milford Avery Spears, sometimes known as Grandpap, and sometimes known as the fun-loving partner of Abner Peabody. Practical jokes and corrugated. Oh, they'll kill you with their jokes, if you ain't careful. Now, will you please get out of my way, Mr. Peabody, and let me out of here?
Well, Lum, if you'll just wait...
Wait a minute. What has that varmint got on?
Why, he's got a... Uh-oh.
That looks like my blue serge suit.
Well, you give it to him, Lum.
Why, that old billy goat.
Lum, you said he could have all your other clothes. That's what you told him that day that you was going around giving all your belongings away. You said that to him, Lum. I heard you.
Well, everybody don't have to believe everything I say, do they? Granny, a fine bunch of friends I got. Steal you blind.
Lum, it was
take the clothes right off of your back.
Well, it ain't his fault. It was your idea, Lum.
That's right. Take up for him.
I ain't taking up for him. I'm just telling you what you said to him.
Wait a minute. How come that suit fits him so good? He weighs a good 50 pounds less than I do. I granted, has he had that cut down?
Well, I believe his woman, Charity, did take it up a little long. Few tucks here and there. Small strip out of the back and some stuff. She's awful handy with a needle. I'll say that
for the nerve of that varmint. When did he get that, anyway? I never even knowed it was gone. He must have rushed right over there as quick as I told him.
No. He hung around here for 5 minutes, I reckon, before you left.
Well,
he said he never wanted to appear over-anxious.
Let him have it. I don't care. All you fellas can have all that junk. Because when I leave this town, I'm leaving in a 19-cylinder limousine with my pocket stuffed plumb full of money. Now get out of my way. I got some business to tend to.
Well, you'll be back, won't you, Lum?
Oh, yeah. I'll be proud down here for a few days yet. Better get the phone there. It might be a chance to play another one of them funny jokes of yours. You're awful good on the telephone, you know.
Oh, that's blaming everything. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Joker Peabody. Abner Peabody doing the joke. Oh, yeah, what is it, Will? No, Lum ain't here right now. He just went out the door about a half a second ago. Why, he never said where he's going.
Hey, Abner, is the coast clear?
Yeah. Well, if you expect him over there, why, more likely that's where he's heading for.
Hey,
him.
Abner.
Yeah, all right, Will. Goodbye.
Hey, Abner, is he gone?
For the land sakes, Grandpap, don't keep interrupting a fella when he's talking on the telephone.
Well, I never wanted to run smack dab into Lum. That's why I snuck in the back way.
Yeah, well, you're safe. He ain't here.
Good.
It's a lucky thing for you he ain't neither. I can tell you right now, he ain't very happy about you running around town in his Sunday blue third suit.
Well, he give it to me.
I know he did. I tried to tell him that, but In his condition, Grandpap, you can't tell him nothing.
Still upset, huh?
Well, I don't know whether you call it upset or not. I just don't know what to think about Lum no more. He's been acting awful cute around
here. He has.
Well, it just seems like I don't know him at all no more.
Well, I know him any time I see him.
Well, he's changed, Grandpap. I don't know him
at all. Yeah. And shaved off his mustache, has he?
No, I mean he's changed in the way he's acting around here. He just ain't himself. I don't know who he is, but he ain't himself. Sets around here, mopes around.
What's the matter? Did he throw stuff at you, scuffle with you?
No, no. I wish he wouldn't get it over with. He'd just come right out and whop me a couple of good ones on the head. I believe I'd feel better about this whole thing.
Believe I see eye to eye with you on that, Abner. I might let him take a couple of swings at me, but I don't want him to hit me.
Well, the way he feels, he'll hit you if he catches you with that suit on again. I'll tell you that right now. My doggy's Grandpap, it just gives me a peculiar feeling. Right here in the store with him all the time. Have him sit over at that desk and not say nothing at all to you.
Yeah, that is awful.
Just stares off into space with that wild look in his eye.
Yeah. Does he do that?
That's what he's been doing all morning.
Yeah. Sounds like he's lost some of the spokes out of his wheel.
Well, just puts me and you, Grandpap. I'm afraid that might be what's happened to him.
You mean that?
Yeah, I'm fair to do.
You mean he's snapped his cap?
Just looks to me like this whole thing has been too big a shock for Lum.
Flipped his lid.
Yeah, it just got the best of him. That's all there is to it.
Well, you might be just imagining this.
No, I ain't.
I don't see how you can tell if Lum's getting a little off the bean or not. It's the way he's always seemed to me.
Well, he's worse now, though, Grandpap. Well, here he is owing that $300 bill on that pianer, and him practical broke. Now he's going around talking about leaving town in a 19-cylinder limousine with his pocket stuffed plumb full of money.
19 cylinders?
Well, 18.
Oh, well, that's different, 18.
Somewhere in there. It's hard to tell just what he is saying.
Well, he's still aiming on leaving town, then.
I guess so. Claims he's going to pay up every cent he owes on the pioneer and every cent he owes to everybody else around here. And says that's the last anybody's ever going to see of him around Pine Ridge.
Whereabouts is he going?
Well, he says he don't care. Just so it's a long ways away from me.
From you?
Yeah, and you too.
Oh.
Calls us the two funniest practical jokers in the whole world.
Yeah, that's awful nice of him. But where's he going to get all this money he's going to pay his debts and buy automobiles with?
I don't know. And I don't think he does neither. He don't know what he's talking about, Grandpap. I know he don't. He tries to act like he's got a lot of big business to attend to all the time. Left out of here a while ago and wouldn't say where he was going. But I think it's over at Will Spencer's printing shop.
What makes you think that?
Well, that's who I sent you on the telephone there when you come in. Will said that Lum was supposed to come over to his place or something.
Wonder when they got so clubby.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going over there for. I never thought to ask him.
Reckon Lum thinks he's going into the printing business?
Well, there's no telling. No telling what he thinks. You know what he done once this morning?
No.
What? Well, he was sitting over in a rocker, staring at the newspaper. I know he weren't reading it, because he just kept looking at the same place in it all the time. And about that time, the little Bates boy come in the front door there.
Duty?
Yeah. He come in to buy some groceries for his mama, some beans and shoe polish and little white tread number 50,
I don't care what number it was.
Some cornstarch, one thing or another. Anyway, he was eating apples.
Lum was?
No, Duty.
Oh.
And that Lum looked up, seen him, jumped up, and practical, taking that apple right out of little Duty's mouth.
Huh.
Looked it all over, handed it back to him, then went back to his desk and sat down without saying a word.
Lum done that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's lost some of his marbles. Ain't no two ways about it. He's lost his tall.
I know it. That's what I'm telling you. I know it.
Yeah, what did little Duty think about it?
Well, I don't know. He stood there, sort of puddled up for a minute till Lum gave him the apple back. Wait a minute. Look out in front there. What's he doing now?
Who, Duty?
No, Lum. Look at him. I believe he's putting up a sign of some kind out there, ain't he?
What kind of a sign?
I don't know.
Well, let's go out and see. You've already got a sign in front of your store.
Grandpap, I ain't going out there while he's got that hammer in his hand. All right, wait a minute. I believe he's leaving. Yeah, he ain't coming in the store at all. Look at
him. Let's get out there and see what the pigeon-toed thing says.
Yeah, sure. Come on. More than likely it's a quarantine sign for measles or something.
Measles? We ain't got the measles.
He'll accuse us of it. Hurry up, Grant.
Huh? Come in. What does it say?
Well, wait till I read it here.
Hurry up. I ain't got my reading specs on.
My dog is now. I know he's crazy. He ain't even got $10.
Well, what does it say?
Listen to this. Big apple growing contest. $10 prize to the best bushel of apples grown in this community. Turn your entries into Lum Eddard's head judge.
Apples! That does it. They'll have him locked up inside of a week.
Watch out, Lum. If you see a man with a net, he might not be after butterflies.